This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran is responsible for an attack on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman on Thursday. The tankers were left adrift in the Gulf, a major shipping lane for much of the world's oil supplies. Iran has said it would block the strait if it cannot sell its oil because of U.S. sanctions. Pompeo said Iran is connected with a spate of recent attacks in the Gulf and on other interests.
Taken as a whole, these unprovoked attacks present a clear threat to international peace and security, a blatant assault on the freedom of navigation, and an unacceptable campaign of escalating tension by Iran.
Pompeo said his assertion was based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to carry out the attacks, and recent similar attacks by Iran. Last month, the United States accused Iran of using mines to attack four oil tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates, an accusation that Iran has denied. President Donald Trump is facing criticism from both political parties in Washington after saying he's open to accepting political dirt on an opponent from a foreign power. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
I thought I was done being shocked at anything President Trump could or would say.
But Delaware's Chris Coons is.
Everybody in the country should be totally appalled by what the president said.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats saying the president's essentially inviting more election interference next year.
It would strike at the very heart of our democracy.
Mitt Romney is among the Republicans calling out the president, who defended himself this morning, tweeting he talks about everything with foreign countries, and it would be ridiculous to have to tell the FBI about all his contacts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. 9 people were killed and 13 others wounded in a suicide blast at a police checkpoint.